April 21st, Psalm 22.
To the choirmaster, according to the Doe of the Dawn, a psalm of David. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, from the words of my groaning? O my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried, and were rescued. In you they trusted, and were not put to shame. But I am a worm, and not a man, scorned by mankind, and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me. They wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him. Yet you are he who took me from the womb. You made me trust you at my mother's breasts. On you was I cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. Many bulls encompass me, strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their mouths at me like a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death. For dogs encompass me. A company of evildoers encircles me. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far off. O you, my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion. You have rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him, and stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, and he has not hidden his face from him, but has heard when he cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will perform before those who fear him. The afflicted shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. And all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth eat and worship. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust, even the one who could not keep himself alive. Posterity shall serve him. It shall be told of the Lord to the coming generation. They shall come and proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn, that he has done it.
He was forsaken that we might be forgiven. Douglas Sean O'Donnell. While Jesus is the ultimate sufferer to whom this psalm points, David was the original one. It is important, therefore, that we first understand this psalm as an honest expression of Israel's persecuted king. Whatever David experienced before he penned this poem, his writing is so vivid that it brings us down into the depths of his despair. While people scorn David, God seems silent. However, the king remains steadfast. He thinks of the past as he looks toward the future. Note the conjunctions, the yet of verses 3 and 9 and the but you of verse 19. The God who delivered Israel's fathers, cared for David at his mother's breasts, and delivered him from the mouth of the lion, will surely come quickly to his aid. King David will be vindicated. Then he will join the afflicted in praising the Lord. He will delight in the nations coming to celebrate what God has done. Like David, but through the sacrifice of the Son of David, we must live and suffer the world's mockery because we trust in the Lord, remembering, as Jesus taught, "Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven." Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 to 12. However, if our entire focus in reading Psalm 22 was on David's sufferings or our own, we would miss the whole point of the psalm. For as we read this lamentation, we ought to dwell on the wondrous cross of Christ. In Matthew's Passion narrative, we find four quotations from Psalm 22, the last being the first verse of this psalm. My God, why have you forsaken me?" Matthew chapter 27, verse 46. While we know the end of the story as we do the end of the psalm, Jesus is vindicated and the nations worship him, still the Christian man ought to ponder anew the atonement. Why did Jesus cry out the first sentence of Psalm 22? It was because the verb of Jesus' question reveals his theology of the cross, forsaken. He was forsaken by the Jews, by his disciples, but also and most significantly by his heavenly Father. Matthew doesn't directly explain the nature of this God-forsakenness, but he does record the dark cry of dereliction. Thankfully, Paul summarizes the story in this way: God made sinless Jesus to be sin so that we might be forgiven of our sins. For such self-sacrifice and loving mercy, let all the nations worship him.